is filled with love and you.
Now, I want you to listen closely to what I'll be sharing with you. Anytime we feature this weekend song, a song for this weekend song, because any and all information that I'll share with you is fair game for the quiz on Power Friday. All right. You listen closely now. Minnie Riperton, awesome songbird. I want to ask you first question. Pay close attention to the instruments that you hear in this song. I talked about this last week when I featured the song. I played it. It wasn't featured for this weekend's song, but I did play the song. And I talked about the instruments that you hear. Listen and name them.
You're beautiful, and every day of my life is filled with love and you. Love and you. I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you. La, 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 la.
Did you hear keyboard?
La 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 la.
Probably hear a synthesizer in there too, right?
No.
Yes, I'll give you a chance to hear some more of that instrumentation when we return to this song. I tell you what, it's amazing to me when we pick out how many instruments are actually in there. Amazing. Okay, back to Ethiopia. Talking about on International Women's Day, March 8, Ethiopian Airlines had a day where the fight was all about the women, and it wasn't the first time for Africa's largest airline. They had previously operated all-women crew flights to Bangkok, Kigali, Lagos, Buenos Aires. And to mark International Women's Day last year, Air India said it had become the first airline to fly around the world with an all-female crew. The entire flight was operated by the women of 8 different departments, and in another in a series of all-female flights to mark the day last year, British Airways ran the UK's largest all-women flight from London Heathrow to Glasgow, which involved over 60 women. Ethiopian Airlines is keen to showcase women's longer-term contribution to the industry and the progress that they've made in conquering male-dominated professions like those of pilot and aircraft technician. Dr. Saba Fikru, the head of the airline's medical and health services, says that 35% of the company's 16,000-strong workforce is female. And she says that, you know, these days, an increasing number of women are completing their pilot training successfully. And so now you can hear a female voice coming from the flight deck or the cockpit. All right. Hats off to the women, not only in Ethiopia, but the women in the flight industry in general. All right. Time to take flight. We are headed to Chechnya, and we're not talking about flying now. We are talking about driving. Yes. Women in the Chechen capital, Grozny, will soon be able to hail taxis for their exclusive use, driven by female drivers. What do you think about that? Female drivers driving for female passengers. A United Arab Emirates fund has put up the money for the project and published the details on its Instagram account, saying that it will be suitable for transporting women passengers in terms of religious standards and traditions in the overwhelmingly Muslim autonomous region of Russia's North Caucasus. The Makari, who are women in Chechen, In Chechen, Makari is women. The Makari taxi service will share 12.5 million rubles, or $190,000, of funding with two other projects, a nursery school and an auto repair business. The Zayed Fund for Entrepreneurship and Innovation finances small and medium-sized businesses in Chechnya, whose leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, has forged some close ties with Arab states and the Emirates in particular during his 12 years in power. The Chechen leader has also had a policy of putting relatives in key positions, and the Zayed Fund is no exception. Its chairman is his nephew, Adam Cherkagov, according to the Russian Medusa news site. Ramzan Kadyrov's authoritarian rule has balanced support for Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, with promotion of conservative Islamic practices at home, prompting some complaints about civil rights violations, most recently over the persecution of the LGBT community. Women at the wheel may not be an unusual sight in Grozny, but female taxi drivers are rare, according to Govorit Moskva Radio, adding that many Chechen women avoid traveling unaccompanied with men outside their family circle for religious reasons. But concerns about personal safety and being able to travel unharassed are a major consideration. Let's look into that some more when we come back. Not an in-depth exploration, just looking at it. All right. We were listening to Loving You by Minnie Riperton. We noticed that we heard the synthesizer, we heard the keyboard. What else do you hear in there? We've heard the synthesizer, we've noticed the keyboard, we also noticed the acoustic guitar.
Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in springtime. 'Cause loving you is easy, 'cause you're beautiful, and every day of my life is filled with loving you.
Do you hear any other instruments in there? Bass guitar, drums, rhythm guitar, violins. Every time that we,
ooh, I'm more in love with you.
I hear the synthesizer, acoustic guitar, keyboards. I hear another sound that may be the real deal, or it may be coming from a synthesizer as well. I talked about this last week. Those of you who are with me, what was this other item that we hear prominently throughout the song? Really adds to it. We'll see in just a few.